Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm Brian Wilson, alongside Mary Walter, filling in today. Good morning again, Mary.
And good morning again, Brian.
And joining us on the line is Congressman-elect, soon to be a newly minted, fully sworn member of the House of Representatives, Representative-elect Scott Taylor. He is a retired American Navy SEAL, and he served in the House of Delegates in Virginia, takes on Virginia's 2nd Congressional District. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning to you and everybody out there. Thanks for having me on.
Listen, I'm very happy to have you. I love talking to new members of Congress who are coming in, and I can only imagine you've been in politics for a while on the state level, but I mean, you run for this congressional seat, and you're about to be sworn in, and I can only imagine what a tremendous moment it is in your life. What thoughts are going through your head right now?
Well, you know, I'm humbled. It's my district has more military and veterans that I'm aware of than anyone in the nation. So it's a huge responsibility, and it's something that I don't take lightly. And I'm excited to get to work. Of course, we have Republicans have the Senate and the House, and of course, President-elect Trump is in here. So, quite frankly, we have no excuse not to get something done. So I'm just excited to get to work.
All right, and have you heard about committee assignments yet?
We haven't. They're going to populate A committees this week, and then after that, it'll be B committees. So, my committee, you know, logically for me and my district, my background, my education would be House Armed Services and probably Foreign Affairs. However, that's Plan B. Plan A for me is appropriations, because if Virginia does not have an appropriator this year, it'll be the first time in 102 years that we don't have an appropriator. So we've been lobbying hard for about 3 months now to get on appropriations, and I'm pretty confident we're gonna land there.
All right, so a lot of expectations, I think, on this House of Representatives, this Senate, and this incoming president. What do you think ought to be top priorities?
Well, I think the people are pretty much demanding, you know, a repealing and replacing of Obamacare, and that's as far as I understand it, is the first thing on the agenda. We're gonna see tax reform. For me personally, for Virginia, for our national security, we've got to get a handle on sequestration, which of course are those indiscriminate budget cuts to our defense. Without dealing with those things, we need to have predictability and stability and maintenance schedules and training schedules and deployment schedules on with predictability, and that's really hurt us from a military and a national security standpoint. So I know that we need to get that done, but I know that we're going to deal with Obamacare. I know we're going to deal with tax reform, and there are a plethora of other issues that I could talk to you all day about that I want to get done.
Congressman-elect, this is Mary Walter. Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Here's the thing. You talk about staying grounded and keeping in touch with the people and not falling into the bubble, you know, getting absorbed into the bubble that is Washington, D.C. And I think a lot of people go to Washington with the exact same idea that you have, and then they get sucked into that Washington mindset. How do you plan to keep yourself from being sucked into that? How are you going to do it?
Well, thanks for the question. It is a great question, because that certainly happens to a lot of people. That's the reason why I'm probably here, because someone who I went against probably got into that bubble. I'm very lucky. You know, I have a lot of my close-knit friends are not just politicos, but they're, you know, Navy SEALs and folks from my little small town on the Eastern Shore on Delmarva Peninsula, and they keep me quite grounded. And you talked about the bubble, and you know, they'll pop that bubble really quickly for me. So I think it's important to keep people around you who keep you grounded and tell you where you're wrong and not just kiss your butt all the time, which I think happens up here, you know, with a lot of people. And you shouldn't take yourself too seriously. Just take the responsibility up here and mm-hmm. work hard on it and not get too swept up in the power.
And I think that sounds great, and I honestly hope you can do it. There are a couple who I think have done it. Rand Paul comes to mind, his father Ron Paul, as people who have not gotten swept up in believing their own press. I think the echo chamber that is Washington, D.C. inside the Beltway. I know everyone's super excited because we you know, the Republicans now have both houses and they've got the White House. Are you afraid, because you said, you know, going slowly, are you afraid that I think a lot of people outside who are now sitting back and watching this, that the Republicans are going to blow this? I am so afraid that they are going to screw this up, either through taking on too much or, well, actually, I think it's going to be on taking on too much. And I think expectations are so high of you.
How do you temper that?
Yeah.
Well, I think a couple things. Number one, there is sort of this pressure, right, because we have the House, Senate, and the presidency. There is a pressure to clean house and do everything very quickly and run roughshod over the other party and just, you know, force our ideals and our agenda in there. I think that's important to do a lot of that, but I also think it would be a mistake to overplay your hand, just like the Democrats did, if you know, your listeners out there remember when Obamacare passed,
right,
when you just shove it down people's throats without any input on the other side. And, you know, for all you out there that are married, go see how that works for a couple of days. You know what I mean? I think that we can move fast, but we should also be somewhat measured, and we should bring the other party to the table. And I know people might not want to hear that, but you should.
No, you have
you
to.
Bring their input, and where there is common ground, advance it.
You served time as a Navy SEAL, and thank you for that. But I'd like to know, you know, if you have any thoughts about how we should take on this war against ISIS, which we are told is going to be a top priority of the Trump administration.
Well, I wish we had a lot of time because I could talk all day about it. But listen, you know, when you look at what this enemy is today, it's decentralized, it's networked, it's growing exponentially, and that's because of the ability. Think about this really quickly, and I'll be general about it, and we'll go right into it. In 1997, the world's most powerful computer was the size of a tennis court. The electricity to power it could power 800 homes. In 2005, the equivalent of that was a Sony PlayStation. And what that means is that any individual anywhere can potentially be vulnerable to any individual anywhere, because you have the computing power of the strongest nation state did less than 20 years ago.
Yeah.
That's
mm-hmm.
extremely, you know, that's very important to understand.
Yeah.
And when you understand that, you understand that why this networked radical Islamic terrorist networks have grown exponentially. So you have to stop them from having any kind of safe haven, mm-hmm. but you also have to disrupt these networks. So you have to be mm-hmm. online, and you have to be countering that narrative, the ideology, and you have to disrupt the network. So that's a very general statement, but there's going to have to be some killing, and there's going to have to be network disruption,
mm-hmm.
and we have to be vigilant. I don't think that we need to be an over, security state that's just to where you lose all your liberties. I think that would be a mistake as well too. I think that would be counterproductive.
Yeah.
But we have to have people around the world who are countering a narrative, disrupting a network, and killing bad guys.
Well, in about 5 hours, I guess it or so, you'll be when do you actually get sworn in this morning?
I think it's somewhere right around 2:26.
Okay, so a little later this afternoon, you will become Congressman Scott Taylor from the Virginia's 2nd Congressional District, and we wish you all the luck, and welcome to Washington.
Thank you guys so much for having me. Happy New Year, and I look forward to getting back with you.
Congratulations.
Don't be a stranger. We're glad to have you on.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.